Is the closet a home intruder? Told 11-year-old Braden Smith to sit in while he stole items from the boys' home Friday morning. Braden had a different plan.
He turned his back and I went to grab my machete and I went into the living room and hit him in the back of the head.
Boom! Or whatever the sound is where a machete hits you in the back of the head, but all out. I'll allow it. Not only will I allow it, but I think we have to find a way to find this kid and send him some more machetes. Or a chainsaw. I'm sure his dad will be fine if I send a chainsaw. But here you've got a dude invading a house, and he turns his back on a kid. He goes, it's an 11-year-old kid. I'll be fine over here while I rob this house. And the kid said, not today, Satan. And boom! Good old-fashioned machete to the back of the head. Dude fled, bleeding all over the place. And you're going to see more of this. Of course you're going to see more of this, because you're going to see more crime. Despite the fact that they're telling you that crime is down. Crime be down. Crackers, don't question it, because then you'd be a racism. Yeah, I'm noticing that crime isn't down. I'm noticing that crime's through the roof. You guys just don't call anything a crime anymore. You don't arrest anybody. I got a suspicion that this dude has probably been arrested 15 other times, and you just keep letting him go. How do I know that? Well, because, holy balls, you're seeing places. Here's the shithead mayor of Los Angeles. Diversity hire, because she's black? Diversity hire because she's not fixing any problems. It's real easy to fix the problems of Los Angeles. You want to fix Seattle, Oakland, San Francisco, New York? You want to fix any of these places? Arrest these fucking criminals. It's real easy. Your numbers are going to go up, which is going to show that crime is through the roof. So you're not going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then you're going to put everybody at risk. And if you're putting everybody at risk, then you're not legitimately elected. Of course you're not. Nobody's put up with this. The mayor's house keeps getting robbed, by the way. This is the second time that she's been robbed in, what, 2 years? Her house is being broken into. Arrest these people. If they're breaking into the mayor's house, how is crime down? But they're breaking into the mayor's house. They're breaking into the houses, the mansions in Bel Air. They're squatting mansions. The house, the mansion, three houses. I keep saying houses, but they're mansions. The rich areas are having people squat the mansions. The mayors are being robbed. The reps are being carjacked. You don't have all of that and crime's down. Crime's through the fucking roof. You're going to need more kids defending their houses. You're going to see more kids shooting criminals. More kids, more grandmas, more wives, and more dads shooting and hitting in the fucking head with machetes these shithead criminals, because these people, these criminals, are allowing this to happen. Whether it's to protect Joe Biden, whether it's out of fifis or some sort of naive sense of, well, I don't want to be a racist, so let's not arrest black people. Whatever it is, you're going to see more criminality. Here's this L.A. Mayor Karen Bass residence broken into while she was at home. And she doesn't want you to have a gun. I know that she's got guns in her house to protect herself, because the last time her house was broken into and robbed, they stole her guns. They stole her guns. So she don't want you to have guns. You're not allowed to have guns. If you're a California resident, you're only allowed to buy one gun a month, illegally. That's an illegal law, obviously. But she got guns in her house. Of course she does. She's got a security contingent. She's got private security monitoring her place. And she's got guns in her house. You're not allowed to have any of that. Defunded police for you. A gun that's only allowed to have 4.5 bullets in it for you. And you can only buy 12 guns a year. Fuck that. No. Get some machetes. Get some machetes. I would never tell anybody to look up 3D printing. That's a racism illegals or something like this. But you are in a situation where the people who have been put into these positions of leadership, the mayors, the chief of police, all of these people, these reps who write the laws, all of these people are criminal douchebags. Right? They're abdicating their responsibility to protect the citizens of this area, because the citizens don't actually have a say in who's running the place. Look into that. And so they are lying when they say that crime is down. In fact, when they go out there and knowingly tell you that crime is down, they won't arrest anybody, right? Every felony gets kicked down to a misdemeanor these days. Charges get dropped constantly. They just don't even bother arresting people. Most people don't even bother calling the cops anymore. When their car is broken into, when their house is broken into, they don't even bother calling the cops anymore. And let's say that some of those metrics get through. Some people do call the cops. Then the FBI doesn't even turn the fucking numbers over. So crime's through the fucking roof. And they tell you that crime is down because they want you to die. They hate you. They hate you. So get a machete. Get strapped up. Get a guard dog. Give your guard dog rabies and laser beams. And protect yourself at all costs necessary. Good on this kid over here. Thank God this turned out well. Thank God the kid didn't get hurt. Thank God the kid had good aim. And thank God the kid had some follow through. This fucking dipshit. Let's see if he even gets charged. Let's see if this fucking criminal even gets charged. I'll keep you up to date on this story over here. But there you go. 11-year-old takes a machete to the back of the head of a fucking dude who broke into his house. That's a good kid. That kid's going places, boys. That kid's going places. All right, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel, kept up to date on this rampant criminality. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.